When was it your fault? You knew it was your fault. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. At the Tour de France, there was a spectator with a cardboard sign. And I've watched this video 700 times. They're so excited with their sign that they go into the streetway where all the bikes are coming. You know, when they ride, they're like so close to each other. Causes a massive crash. Took out at least one rider on Saturday. Now, they haven't caught her yet, but when they do, the Tour plans to sue her. She was so overzealous with her sign. Here is the news reporters as it's happening.
They are in a right mess down there at the moment now. How many riders? That is a massive crash, Bob. It's completely... It was a jumbo Visma ride. Oh my goodness me.
That is completely in dismay.
It was the sign that the rider in front hit, and that is the result.
Of course, I was wondering. I'm like, what does the sign say?
Yeah, so what's the translation, please?
So it's Alez Opiami. And I'm sure
that's exactly how you say it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's like...
It's like throwing up on the French language.
Right, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alez Opiami. Anyway,
what does it mean?
It means go grandma or go grandpa.
Serious? Come on. What is grandpa doing? Is he trying to cross the street like Frogger? Because he's certainly not riding in the Tour de France.
Oh my gosh. Goodness me.
I love the idea of her just running away from the area after the accident happened. I mean, nobody saw the car she got in. Did she dive in a tunnel?
Well,
what
that's
happened?
The whole thing. Like this woman, and I mean, assuming it is a woman, all the news reports say saying woman. She knows it's her fault.
Of course.
She did it. She literally threw herself in the road with that sign saying, go grandma, go grandpa.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, and...
Oh my God.
Terrible things happened after that.
And she knows it's her fault. And when they find her, they're going to arrest her and press charges, you know?
It's terrible.
So what did you ever do that you knew immediately it was your fault and you're going to have to just deal with it?
Went to a barbecue this past weekend, was meeting my wife there, forgot the chairs. You know, you go over somebody else's house.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Me.
It's actually the reaction I got right as I walked up. They were playing cornhole and she was like, oh, hey, babe. Great to see you. Do you have my chair? I want to sit. What do you mean? And then that was it. Her friend that she caught a ride with looked at me just like that. Well, you could use mine if you need. People were very upset.
That's like when I bought Hayden, not even too long ago. What was it, a month ago? We bought a brand new bike. She was so excited. It was hard to get during the pandemic.
Right.
That bike wasn't 3 years old. I left it
three
in the driveway.
3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours old.
3 hours,
yeah,
not 3 years.
Days. No, 3 hours old. What did I do? I ran right over it with my truck.
Goodness me.
I tried to pretend like it wasn't my fault. I tried. But you know what?
There was no pretending.
No, that was it. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. When did you do something that you immediately knew it was your fault? When was it undeniably your fault? You made a mistake. All your fault. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. There was a massive pileup of cyclists at the Tour de France because a woman jumped out in the middle of the road holding her cardboard sign that translated into English into go grandma or go grandpa. Here's the news reporters.
Oh my goodness me.
They get so upset in France, don't they?
I mean, don't you think they'd get upset anywhere? She caused a massive pileup. They're going to sue her if they find her.
I mean, that's the thing is, when you've got like the national administration is out there going, we're looking for you and we're going to sue you and we're going to arrest you. Is there any worse feeling? Frankly, as a lawyer, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
All right? You just say, this is illegal. How can you automatically, you know, just... put this citizen away forever, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
The shape of the country. It's so sad.
And she knows it's her fault. It's all her fault.
That's why she's hiding.
It's why she's hiding. It's poor. Oh, my. I feel a little bad for her.
A little bad. I mean, it was stupid. No question. Why is the sign got to be 5 feet wide?
Yeah.
Why is the sign got to be 5 feet wide? Grandpa is not riding in the Tour de France. But again, very, very, you know, it's sad.
Hi, it's Anna and Raymond. When was it all your fault?
When my husband told me to make sure I unplugged our washing machine before we went on vacation. We were going away for like a week. He reminded me twice. I lied and said yes, but I never did it. When we came home, there had been a flood with our washing machine. We've had issues with it before. That's why he told me to unplug it. So that one's on me.
Oh my goodness.
My husband is super anal about things like this. When we go away for vacation, he's constantly running around the house unplugging things.
It's smart, though.
It is smart because we had something very similar happen, and I'll never forget it. We had the best trip when we came home, and there was that flood. And all that vacation, like, happiness goes away in an instant when you walk home into that.
What an insurance claim, though. Woo, boy.
Yep.
New car for daddy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When was it actually your fault?
I was working a construction job. We were supposed to cut out a portion of the floor labeled with a giant X. Watch for the X with a jackhammer. I wasn't listening. The boss said red X. I ended up cutting out the wrong portion of the floor that had a blue X on it. We had to redo the concrete floor. $2,100 that my boss had to eat.
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness.
Did you have to keep the job?
Lucky, I did.
You must have been pretty valuable on the other days when you actually were paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with me here.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When was it actually your fault?
Well, we have two young kids, and we were heading out on a family road trip, you know, for a long weekend. And I completely forgot about the stroller. I forgot to put the stroller in the trunk.
Oh,
man. So, look, there was going to be a lot of walking. So it was a must-have on this trip. We ended up having to buy a whole new one at the time we went to. Completely my fault.
Oh my goodness, May. Oh.
I've been there a couple times in the past. For some reason, why do you always forget the stroller? And it's every single time I open the trunk and it's not there, it's the same wave of panic that comes over me. It's like, oh, no, there's nothing to constrict her in. There's no way to keep her under control. Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world. I've run into a lot of random towns Walmarts to buy new strollers.
Oh, my goodness, May.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.